Okay, so here we go. Yesterday we had a haschala into Sefer Yechezkel, and now we are into Perek Beis. Perek Beis in Sefer Yechezkel starts off with the famous phrase, Vayomer Eli, Hashem says to me, Ben Adam. Ben Adam, Yechezkel is called Ben Adam and not the other Nevi'im. Why is he dafka called Ben Adam, the son of man? So three different shatim given. Rashi quotes right here, Ben Adam, he had the most amazing Nevuah, the most amazing vision we just spoke about last parak in the Ma'aseh Merkava. He shouldn't think of himself as so amazing and so great. Ben Adam, remember that you are still a human being. V'li nireh, Rashi says. Rashi doesn't often say v'li nireh throughout his commentary on Tanakh, but here he does. V'li nireh, shelo karo ben adam, ela b'shvil, shelo tehei daito rechava alav. His das shouldn't be so rachav mitoch shohayagas libo b'mare hamerkavo b'mleches al yonim. Right, because he saw such amazing things, he shouldn't think of himself as so amazing and so great. He's still a ben adam. Many nevuas of Yechezkel start off with Ben Adam. If we look in the Radak says maybe this is connecting to one of the items that we mentioned in the last parak. He quotes first from the Mefarshim, Rashi, that the message of not being mitka'eh, but then he quotes Va'nachon Be'enai. We know, we learned the four faces on the chariot, on the chayos, in the last parak, the four faces of a nesher, of an aryeh, of a person, right, it's in the and a shor, Pasuk Yud, right? He says, Adam Aryeh Shor Nesher. So Radak says that Hashem is telling Yechezkel, you are from the Adam line. You are not from the Nesher line, you're not from the Aryeh line, you're not from the Shor line, right? Know who you are and what your potential is. Levi Shara Pnei Adam B'merkava, Hodio Ki Yashar V'tovhu B'enav, V'hu Ben Adam, the one out of the four that I choose, my special being is Ben Adam, Lo Ben Aryeh, V'lo Ben Shor, below Ben Nesher, says the Radak. Number two, if you look in the Barbanel, that Barbanel expands on this idea of the Radak a little bit, that he says that really every one of those four excel in a certain Mida. And it's not just those animals. Pnei Adam more al haskala v'al hachma. Pnei Aryeh more al gvura chamas v'gezel. Pnei Shor more al mamonos v'rav tfuos. Pnei Nesher more al hakfodos. The kavod, the Nesher is the highest. Vasrara, and Hashem tells Yechezkel, the greatest is the haskala, the understanding, the use of the intellect, and that's why Ben Adam, that's what one is the emphasis. And finally, number three is the Abravanel himself. The Abravanel himself, he says, maybe Ben Adam because he is a Ben of Adam Harishon. There are many parallels, says the Abravanel, between Adam and Yechezkel. Bavur Shegila Yechezkola Yechezkel Meiras Hakadosha. V'yatzim imenu, he was thrown out of his land. V'nistalka imenu and Avua. Nikra Ben Adam Rotel Amar Ben Adam Harishon. She, here we go. He quotes four similarities. Shekamoshu gurashmi Gan Eden, Ken Yechezkel gurashmi Yerushalayim, umi Beis Hashem. Just like Adam was thrown out of Gan Eden, Yechezkel was thrown out of Yerushalayim, and Beis Hashem Shahayasham Kohen. He was a Kohen there. Number one. Number two. Ukemosha Adam Nisatsev al Banav. Just like Adam was very upset at his descendants, his children, Shehirshiu b'maseyem, that they killed each other, right? And it was so terrible. Kachi Yischezkel, Nisatzev al Bnei Yehuda, V'yachi Yerushalayim. So the Yischezkel was upset at his children and his door that he sees Shehayu Lefanav Kibnei Nevi'im. Number two. Number three. Ukemosha Adam Kol Banav Safu Tamu Min Belohus. Just like all of his descendants, Adam's descendants were all destroyed in the Mea Mabul, so too the children and the Dor of Yechezkel was going to be destroyed partially in the Galus, in the Chorban. And finally, number four, Kamoshe Nishar Me Adam Ben Echad. Just like from Adam, there was one Ben that survived. Shemi Menu Hushtas HaOlam. From him, the whole world was, the foundation was started again. From Noach, one descendant, Cain Nishar Mi Bnei Yehuda, Sheiris Pleita. So too in the Am Yisrael, Beis David, there was one left, Shoresh Migeza Yishai, Shemimenu Tachzor HaTorah LiYoshna, B'Shuv Hashem HaShiva Sion, and that is Mashiach. U'mipnei HaDemuyim HaElu V'Acherim Shelo Zacharti, because of these four and others that I did not mention, maybe it's our homework, we have to think of more parallels, Nikri Yechezkel Ben Adam. That's why he's called Ben Adam. Good, so that is how it starts. What is this parak about? We didn't start. We usually start off talking about the parak. This parak starts off with the next 23 or so parakim we're all going to be about, and that is similar to in theme to many parakim in Yirmiyahu. But Israel have to do tshuva, and you have to make sure that they you try to bring them back and do what you can, and don't be scared of them, and just do what you have to do. Good. So that is the framework. So let's start again. So Vayomer Elai Ben Adam. So Hashem says Ben Adam, and now we have those three pshatim. Whenever Ben Adam comes up in the Sefer, Rashi, Radak, and the Abarbanel. So what does Hashem tell him? Amod Araglecha, stand up on your feet. Right, some say this is in contrast to what just happened at the end of the previous parak, where he had this amazing vision, and Epol Alpanai, he had Nefilas Apayim, he fell down out of awe. Hashem says, you got to stand up. Vadeber Otach, and I will talk to you. Vatavo bi ruach kasher dibrei elai, and Yechezkel says there was a certain spirit that spoke to me. Vatami deni araglai, that gave me strength, that helped me stand up. The Malbim says that there's a progression here of nevuah. The first is the end of the previous parak, where there's a loss of all faculty by a navi. He loses himself. He loses consciousness. He loses ability. He loses strength. That's what happens first when a navi gets nevuah, and he loses all of his physical senses. V'nishar koach ha-dimyoni, mispodei lachazosu lashpia koach ha-sechli. Number one. Number two, then the nevuah gives strength to the navi. And finally, it awakens in the navi the ability to understand and to focus. That's what just happened here. First, there was the nefilas apayim in the last parak, and then the ruach comes in, and then he stands him up on his feet. Va'eshma eis midaber elai, and I hear what he speaks to me. So this is a crucial pasuk. What does that mean? Midaber elai. It doesn't say midaber. He's speaking to me. Midaber. It's as if Hashem is speaking, and I overhear it. He's misdaber. Midaber is the reflexive. He's talking to himself, so to speak, that it writes in one place, and I happen to hear it. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim mentions that there were five, besides Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say. He's not talking about Moshe, which we spoke about in the last parak, that Moshe was different. It was pal pal dabrebo. Moshe was the unique of the Nevi'im. The Rambam says even within other Nevi'im, there are five different types of communication that Hashem might give a Navi. And this pasuk he quotes as the fifth and final type. The Rambam says, in Mor Nevuchim Chelek Beis, Perek Mem Dalet, says the Rambam, Ki kasher misnabe anavi, yesh shehu choze mashal. He might see some type of mashal, he might see a vision of something, and he has to interpret. He sees a tree, he sees an animal, he sees something, and he doesn't know what it is, and he sees a pot, he sees a fire. He has to interpret it, number one. V'yeshu choze Hashem yitaleh b'mareh nevua medaberimo. And other times, not commonly, there is some type of actual divine vision. Right? We just had one in the Ma'aser Merkava in the last parak. Yishayo says, "Va'eshma kol Hashem omer et mi ashalach v'mi yalech lanu." Number three, Yeshu shomea malach medaber imo. Sometimes he'll hear a messenger that's not direct. V'hu roe oso v'zeh harbe ma'od. And that happens often. The Rambam quotes many psukim. Number four, V'yesha choze hanavi ish. Mi bidei Adam midaberimo. He sees a vision of a person midaberimo. Kamosha Amar, like Yechezkel says later on, he quotes Perek Mem. And finally, number five, the Yesh Shein Hanavi Roet Sura Klal. There's nothing seen; it's just heard. Ela Shomea Dvarim Bilvad Bimara Hanavua midaberimo. Kimo Shamar Gamli Yechezkel Voeshma Es Midaber Eli. Here Yechezkel doesn't see anything. The Rambam says the previous vision was stopped. The Marek Ma'aser Merkava is done. And now what does it just say? He hears something. Right? So the Rambam uses this pasuk to say this is the fifth way that Hashem communicates. Vayomer Elai, and now pasuk Gimel, Ben Adam. So there it is again. Hashem says to me, Ben Adam, Sholeach Ani Otcha El Bnei Yisrael. El Goyim, I'm sending you to the Jews. El Goyim, and remember we spoke about it in the introduction. He's talking a lot about the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's standing there in Bavel. He's standing on Bavel, maybe on our pras. So what's the message? Okay, whether that's going to get to them or the Jews that are in Bavel are connected to the Jews, all the different approaches that we mentioned. I'm sending you to them, El Goyim Hamordim, Asher Mardubi, to the rebellious nations that have rebelled against me. Hema Va'avosam Pashubi, they and their forefathers have all rebelled on Etzam Hayamazeh all the way until today. Even though Yishayahu Navi has been screaming at them for 100 years, and even though many other Nevi'im and Yoshio tried to get him back, but you know, they're still rebellious. What does it mean, El Hagoyim HaMoradim? He's sending them to, he's giving a message of Yechezkel to the Jews. Why are the Jews called goyim in plural? Nations that rebel. So the Radak says, because all the Jews were serving their own idol, their own avodah zarah, so they're called goyim. They're called various nations. Right, they're all different nations that they're serving. Rashi says, well, maybe it could even be called two nations because there were two shvatim left, Binyamin and Yehuda. And we have sources in Chazal that each of the shvatim can be called a separate nation. The Malbim suggests that in general, there are two different tchunot when it comes to Jews and when it comes to non-Jews. Jews are very loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but once they rebel, it's very hard to get them back. They're a stiff-necked nation and they won't come back. Goyim, they're not so loyal, but when they do bad, they'll quickly do tshuva. And they're vacillate much more, and you know that from Nineveh. Nineveh didn't need, right, well, Hashem's going to destroy you, boom, they do tshuva. Right, and we didn't listen, and didn't listen, and didn't listen. Goyim here means, the Mardim, says the Malbim, we had both negative traits. Both negative traits. Ef Shalomar, Yishlam Shnei Chisronos, Shem B'nei Yisrael V'lo Yekablu Divrei Hanavi, U'maseyem Heim Goyim HaMardim, right, we're like the other nations that are rebelling and not being loyal. Other pshatim of Goyim. The Rinas Yitzchak also discusses, maybe other pshatim, the Torah usually is what binds Jews together. If we're not following the Torah, then we're not connected, right? Similar to what the Radak said, but just not just in terms of Avodah Zarah, but in terms of general mitzvos as well. So continues the Gemara. The pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. Va'banim k'shei fanim v'chizkei lev. Not only have the forefathers have been rebellious, but the younger generation, chizkei lev, they're strong in heart. But that's the opposite of what Jews are supposed to be. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomlei Chasadim, as the Gemara says in Yevamos. Ani shalechot chaleim. I'm sending you to these rebellious people. And again, what do you mean sending you? Yechezkel was exiled. Remember, he's sitting there in Bavel. See, he's sending, not physically sending, but I'm sending you, I want you to give this nevuah. Maybe some of the people in Eretz Yisrael are going to hear about it. Maybe the people in Bavel are not going to be happy because they're included. But, says Hashem, v'yamarta lehem, ko amar Hashem Elokim, v'heima im yishmu im yachtulu. Maybe they'll listen, maybe they won't. I'm not telling you this is going to be successful. Ki beis meriata, heima. They are rebellious family. V'yadu ki navi aya b'tocham. But I lefachot want them to know that there's a Navi. I don't want them to come to me afterward and say, well, if you would have sent somebody, would have this, would have that. Even though they've had Yeshayahu for decades. We mentioned Yechezkel and Yeshayahu overlapped. And Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu was much earlier. And Yirmiyahu has been there for a couple of decades. But Hashem says, another one. I can't have them say that there was no Navi. Navi, Hayyeh, B'tochan, there'll be a Navi. The Malbim says they still have Ashkacha. They shouldn't think because they went into Galus that I'm not connected to them, but they should know that there is a Navi. Also fascinating, Tanakh as well as we should, all of these psukim, the Rambam, Ki Navi, Hayyeh, B'tochan, these four words are the last four words. This is the last pasuk the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. When the Rambam, at the end of Yesodei HaTorah, he talks all about the fundamentals of faith, as we know, physics and metaphysics and the supernatural, and he talks about Kiddush Hashem, and Nevuah, at the end of Yesodei HaTorah, the last halacha in Perek Yud, the Rambam says, once you know somebody's a Navi, either because he performs osos, or because a different muchzak navi told us, like Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Yeshua is a muchzak navi, Yeshua didn't have to perform anything. Once Moshe said it, then we believe him. But once we know that a Navi is a Navi, you're not allowed to test him. You're not allowed maybe he's not. No. Navi shano de nevuaso, veheeminu dvarav, pam achar pam, o sheheid lo Navi, vayaholich badarchi enevua, usser lachshov acharav, ula harher benevuaso, shema ina emes. You're not allowed to think, vayaholich benasoso, yeser midai, vayaholich benasoso, yeser midai, vayaholich benasimlo manasim olam. No, shenamar lo sanaso shema lokechem. Ella me'acher shenodesh is a navi ya'aminu v'yedu. We should believe and know ki Hashem b'kirbam v'lo yaharu v'lo yachshvu acharav. Shenemar v'yedu ki navi hayu b'tocham. Quoting our pasuk here in Yechezkel Perek Beis. So Hashem says to Yechezkel, get ready. These are rebellious children. These are rebellious families, and realize what you're getting yourselves into. But va'ata ben adam al tira mehem. Do not fear them. Ubidivrayim al tira ki saravim v'salonim otrach. They're thorns. They're thistles to you. V'alak rabim atayoshev. They'll be like scorpions. Midivrayim al tira umipneim al techas. But don't be scared. The Abarbanel says their real chatam are between me, ben adam lamakom. As the pasuk ends, ki veis merihema, meaning they're not going to kill you. They're not, isn't so bad as of yet, as of now. It's more of Bein Adam LaMakom, and therefore, says the Abarbanel, they might hurt you, they might be upset at you, they might rough you down, but your life is not in danger, so don't be scared of them. V'dibartes v'aray aleihem im yishvu v'imyachtulu. Ki miri hema, again, Hashem says, speak to them, I'm not telling you it's going to work, but speak to them, because this is what I'm telling you to do. And finally, we have now the fourth Ben Adam in this perek. V'yata Ben Adam, Shema es asher ani medaber elecha, al tihi meri kevesa meri. Don't be rebellious, meaning don't be scared and not do it. I'm telling you to do it, you need to do it. Say picha, open your mouth, ve'echol es asher ani dover noser elecha. Eat what I'm giving you. Eat what I'm giving you. What's Hashem giving him? He's not giving him any food. Rashi. Say picha va'achol, mashal hu, hatei aznecha ushma. Turn your ear and listen. The ye'erav lecha ki'ilu ata ochel ma'achal l'ra'avon. It'll be sweet to you. If you listen to my words, Hashem says, it'll be sweet to you as if you're eating something delicious and sweet. Because when we follow the Dvar Hashem, there's nothing sweeter. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Ein lecha benchar en el mishi asok batorah. Hashem says, open your mouth and eat what I'm going to give you. We know the Torah is sweetness, as Rashi is noting. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Hakdama to Likuti Halachas, to his halachic commentary on Seder Kachim and other Mesechtas, he talks about the Pasuk in Tehillim that we say on Shabbos morning. We describe Torah as being more precious than gold and other valuable materials and sweeter than honey. So why is it dafka both of those? It is more valuable than gold and sweeter than honey. Ubiuro, we mentioned this in our Kachim Shiurim, Kipo binyani ha'olam yishne mine dvarim tovim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in our world, we have two good things. Echon mitzad hashivui, v'echon mitzad mitikusa. Sometimes things are inherently valuable, and sometimes things are sweet. Dahainu, zavu pazrav, if you have a piece of gold, that's very valuable. It's not so sweet. You try to bite into a slab of gold, it's not going to taste so good, but it's very valuable. Dvash is the opposite. Honey, it's dvar matok. Aval shavu ein kolkach, it's not so expensive, honey. V'torasenu ha-kadosha, Torah, as David HaMelech describes them, has both of these. Yesh b'shtei milos. Hainu, sheshav yarav ma'od, it's very valuable. Yoser mizav upaz, it's more valuable than any type of gold. Umetikusa, hu gamkin yoser midvash no v'sufim. And it's more sweet than even the greatest honey. And the most sugar you put in. V'yakavanash yesh biur. And he continues, again quoting many other midrashim, and he says, the Gemara says, and the Rishonim discussed it, if something falls into honey, so then it becomes. The Gemara talks about, how could we eat honey? There are the legs of bees that might be in the honey. No, honey changes it. Ragli dvarim, it's nishtane, and therefore it's okay. Honey changes the item that's in it. So Torah is like honey, and it changes the person into a different person. Imadam shoked ala Torah, umizdavik bakaroi, afilum teva nafsho ha mitchila rama od. Even if I have some character faults, if I learn Torah properly, lishma mitaharaso umakadashto v'nefach lios ish acher mamish. And he continues, obviously, for 5-6 pages here in his Hakdama. The Chafetz Chaim has a couple of Hakdamas to Kachim. He has one to the Likuti Halachas. He has one to the Asif HaSakenim. His other commentary, where he gathers commentaries on Kachim. But either way, it's all hinted to in this Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Hashem says, based on Rashi, open up your mouth and eat this. Rashi says, and it's the yer of it'll be sweeter to you, Yechezkel. Right? If you listen to the Dvar Hashem, it'll be sweeter to you than anything else. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim expands upon. Vo'ere, and says Yechezkel, finishing the parak. V'hine yad shlucha elai, I see a hand stuck out, giving me something. V'hine bo megillah sefer, it's a scroll. V'yifroso salafanai, and the hand spreads out the scroll in front of me. Right, beforehand, maybe, getting back to that Rambam in the Morning of Uchim, beforehand it was just hearing. Now, obviously, there's something described. There's something, a mushal. And he spreads it out in front of me, v'iksuva panim v'achor. It's written on panim v'achor. What does that mean? Kipshuto, the front and the back. The Barbanel says, maybe that's alluding to, there's a lot to write. Why? Because what's written on it? V'kasev eleha kinim v'hege v'hi. terrible things are written on it. Bemoaning, terrible tragedies. What's written on the scroll? The Churban, it may be future Churbanos, Rachman al-Litzlan. So the Abar Benel says, why is it Panim Bachor? It just means there's a lot. There's a lot on the front and on the back. The Malbim says, Panim Bachor maybe is a little different. Nigla and Nistar. Panim is what you see in front of you. Nistar is what's behind. And that's what's written Panim Ba'achar. If you look in Rav Dessler, I saw in the Michtam Elio, in the fifth volume on page 203, the Rav Dessler quotes that Kabbalah Satorah Tzvicha Lios Belev. When we're learning and we're connecting to Torah, it has to go into our hearts. Shalotei Shum Chatzitza Belev Hamonaz Chadiris Torah Ktusedo Apnimi Yuso. We can't keep it outside. And he quotes a story from the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. He quotes the Baal HaTanya once met someone, and the person gave a totally different shot in a piece of Gemara than Rashi. And the Baal HaTanya says, you know, Rashi gives a different shot. So the man says, Shivim Panim LaTorah. Rashi Bedoro, Kani Bedori. Rashi in his door like me in my door. The Baal HaTanya says, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Beis. He quotes this pasuk. Ksuva panim ba'achar. He said there are seven shivim panim la'Torah, but there are shivim panim la'Torah pnim, there are shivim panim la'Torah la'achar. And the only shivim panim that we accept are the ones that are pnim, the ones that are front-facing. What does that mean? That's the story. What does that mean? Now the Rav Dessler gives the pshat. Because it has to be based on the Torah becoming part of a person and becoming my pnim, becoming my face. If I have the face of Torah, if Torah becomes part of me, then I'm able to give a pshat in a Gemara, right? Based on the Mesor beforehand. But he saw that this person was a Baal Gaiva, this person was saying his own pshat, not in the following the tradition. Can't be that the Torah is part of his face, and therefore it has to be mina ochor. So again, he quoted this pasuk. Again, I don't know exactly what the how you would translate it in the context, but he quoted this pasuk there. But again, Panim Ba'achar is quoted here, and he gave him already the inkling of what's going to happen Bizman Churban. Again, Chezkel already knew what was happening somewhat, right? He was already sent to Golos with the Cheresh and the Masker 11 years before, and now the Churban is happening in front of his eyes, not literally, but he's having the visions of it, as we'll see many in this parak, but this gets us started into the actual tochen of the Nevuos that Yechezkel has. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue next time.